Let's say you need the kohen now to save somebody's life. In other words, in a case, let's say Bezdin Paskin Lois, Reuven's Mechuyev Misa. And then Reuven complains and says, no, I'm still not guilty. I have a right. That kohen knows that I'm innocent. So Bezdin has a right to go to that kohen that's doing the avoida on the Mizbeach and say, stop doing the avoida. Come and save this person's life. If it's a question, we need you kohen now to come to Bezdin to testify that the person is potter. Afilu meyal mizbechin. Even from the Mizbech, when you're doing the Avodah, we tell you to stop. Now it's a Raya. It's only doubtful if he really knows Zedis, if Bezdin will accept his Zedis or not. It's doubtful if he'll be able to save the other person's life or not. Still we say what? He's allowed to stop doing the Avodah. Now the Avodah is a tremendous Zach. The Avodah Deuch HaShabbos. Doing the Avodah to the Kabbonis is Deuch HaShabbos. On Shabbos he's allowed to do the Avodah. So Madzuch, you see, you could stop the current from doing the Avodah to save somebody's life, even though it's only a doubtful thing to save the person's life. And doing the Avodah is Deuch HaShabbos. So therefore, Kal Buchayma for sure, that the Keich Nefesh, should Deuch HaShabbos. Now it's a question to save the person's life, you're allowed to be Deuch HaShabbos. His Madzuch, we tell you to stop doing the Avodah, even though the Avodah is Deuch HaShabbos. So you see, to save somebody's life is more chashuv than being Deuch HaShabbos. So for sure, on Shabbos alone, you're allowed to do the Averi, be Mechal Shabbos, to save somebody's life, even though it's only a doubtful, a suffix, Pikuch Nefesh. Nene Reb Lezav Yama, Oma Mila, I learned now from the Mitzvah Mila, Madus the Mitzvah Mila, Sheyachas mi Masayim ve'aboyim u'shmoyne Evorim Shabbodim. It's only one of the 248 Evorim you have in your body. Still, Doichas a Shabbos, because of this Mitzvah to take care of one Evorim, you're allowed to be Doichas Shabbos, you're allowed to make a Mila on Shabbos. So for sure, in a case where your whole body is in danger, maybe all your 248 of Erem will die, for sure, I should deuch as a Shabbos. You're allowed to be deuch as a Shabbos to keep yourself alive. We have Yosef, we have Yudu Oimer. The Pasuk says, there's Shabsoi Sai Tishmoiru. You should watch Shabbos. Yochul Akil, maybe it's meant every single taste. You always have to be Yashem Shabbos. You never have a right to be Mechal Shabbos. Tamad Loima Ach. Cholik. Yes, Shabsoi Tishmoiru Ach, it says. Ach means cholik, means not every time do you have to watch Shabbos. There are certain times you don't have to watch Shabbos. When? To pikuach nefesh, you don't have to watch Shabbos. Yeah. We have Shimon ben Manasseh Yomer. Another pasuk says, V'shomru v'nei yisos haShabbos. Chayis last to watch Shabbos. Omrut, and at the end says, Lassus is a Shabbos. You should watch Shabbos to make Shabbos. So the svar is Omru Torah. The Torah says, Chilal Olav Shabbos Achas, it kedai to be Mechal Shabbos to save somebody's life, kedai sheyishma Shabbos Harbi, kedai that the person will stay alive, and the next future, and the next Shabbos, he'll be Mekayim Shabbos. That's possible. With Shomru Bnei Yisrael Shabbos, the Bnei Yisrael should watch Shabbos, Lassus as a Shabbos, in order that the Jews should be able to do Shabbos. In other words, if you have somebody in doubtful if he'll die or not, you're allowed to save him now, kedai you'll be able to do more Shabbos. Om Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel. Sure, it says, "Ehavoi Hosim Mishnah." If I would have been there, have Yamina Didi Adif. I would have said, "My Raya is the best Raya." Midetu from all those Pesukim they bring down. What's my Raya? What's Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel's Raya? The Pesuk says, "V'chai Bohem." The Torah was given to live with. V'loy Shuyam Esbem and not to die with. That's the Pesuk with Ashim. Yeah. Now Amar Rav. Rav says. The kulu is lo pircha. All the other pesukim we have a kasher on. Bar midishmud less le pircha. The last rush of a chay b'hem. That's the only one that has no pirchas. Why? The Rabbi Yishmoel Dilma k'derava. The first Rabbi Yishmoel brought from the machteres a guy who comes to get the house. The Torah says you're allowed to kill him. The Torah is only a doubtful if he's coming to kill you. The Torah says no. It's vada he's coming to kill you. K'derava. The Yomar Rav says like this. My time of the machter. What's the reason why you're allowed to kill the ganif? My time of the machteres. Because it's a chazoka in order my medatzal al mamoine. It's a chazoka. When you see somebody come to steal your money, you're not going to be quiet. You're going to go to fight the guy. You're going to go to scare the guy off. You can't just sit still and see the guy taking your money. Fahai made the yodan. This ganif knows that. He knows that if he meets up with the balabos will put up a fight. So what are you going to steal for? The korli ape. He's going to come to fight you. The yomas. What does the ganif say to himself? That avada have my gun with me. E korli apoy. If the guy's going to come and fight me, katilna I'll zich kill the guy. Lay. So kids, according to Rava, when a ganav comes to fight, it's like a vada he's coming to kill you. So therefore, the Atarim and the Torah says, Vol harokha, someone's coming to kill you, hashkein lahorga, you're allowed to get up fast and kill him. Avada, you're allowed to save your life. So that's why you're allowed to do it. But Ashkechon Vaday, you only have a raya, you're allowed to save a Vaday life. Of a Sosid Minolim. How do you know by Bikuch Nefesh Shabbos, if it's only doubtful the person will die? Maybe the person will stay alive. From then you have no raya, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. Maybe here it's only because it's a Vaday the Ganef is coming to kill you. That's why you're allowed to kill him. For it's doubtful, maybe you can't be Mechal Shabbos. So you have a Kiva Nami, a Kiva Joshua from the Kain, going off to Mizbeach, Dilma Kedabaya, Dilma Abaya, Masrinin Le Guza the Rabbonin, Le the Mamish Mitvorah. In other words, we don't just tell the Kain, stop your void and come to Bezdin, and the Bezdin will hear your Adis. So the question was then, who says Bezdin will believe him? Maybe he won't be able to save the person. So you see, even though it's doubtful if he can save him or not, still we take him away from the Avoida. No, the answer is we send Rabbonin to the Kain. In other words, the Kohen, when he's doing the Avodah on the Beis Hamikdash, he tells over his Eidus right then to the Rabbonin. And the Rabbonin right then hear if it's a good Eidus or not. So the only time we stop the Kohen from the Avodah is when we know Vadai, he could save the person. So again, for Vadai, Pekuach Nefesh, we stop you from the Avodah to go to Beis Din. But if it's doubtful if the Eidus is good or not, maybe we don't stop you. Because the case is you have Rabbonin come to check him out right there. The Ashkechon again, Vadai, of Esophim Minolon. The Kula, all the other Pesukim, the same thing. Ashkechon Vadai. He says, Shavsoy Seyte Shmoru. Acholuk. True. For Vadai, because Nefesh, it could be Derech HaShabbos. For it's doubtful, the person may live anyway. Maybe you don't have the right to the Mechal HaShabbos. Es Sofik Minolon. Or the Shmuel Vadai Lestai Pircham. But Shmuel's Raya from Vachai Behem, there you have no Pircham. Like Rashi said, last Rashi in front of Mishnah. The Shmuel Lestai Pircham. Asha Yasa Odom HaMitzvois. Sheyich Yebem. The Torah says, do the mitzvah to live. Vadai, v'loy shiyova v'siyosadei sofik misa. The Torah says only do mitzvahs to keep yourself alive. But any time it's doubtful of not keeping yourself alive, you don't have to do the mitzvahs. So even if it's only a sofik pikuach nefesh, still it's doicha Shabbos. Omer Vin Ravina said, v'teimer Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak, tabo chado pilpoto charif mimoli tzina the curry. Sometimes it's good to have one strong pepper than have a whole basket of regular pumpkins. Here also, there's one strong Talmud Chochem, Shmuel's din that said over this post of Chaim Bim is better from all the other psukim that we had before. So that's the Mishnah. Chatis v'oshem vadai mechaprim. If somebody brings a korban chatis, or who did a korban oshem vadai, he did a chet, trashi, heim asham gzelis, you stole, or milos asham milos, that's called a vadai. We know vadai did a chet, you have to bring this oshem. Rashi of a v'yesh oshem shutoli. But there are certain korban oshims that's a suffik oshim. Habu ashugat suffik koris. Because in case we have a doubt, let's say there are two pieces of meat in front of you. One had chaylev in it, one didn't have chaylev. You have a doubt which one you ate. That's called a suffik yisr. So halacha is you have to bring an oshim toli. That we're not talking about. We're talking about you have to bring an oshim vadai. So Mishnah says these two kabonos are mechaprin. Now, Rashi says, chatis v'yoshim vadai mechaprin, or mistoma tshuv ika. Rashi likes, even though the Mishnah doesn't say you need tshuva, Rashi says most probably you have tshuva when you bring these kabonis. Shim loyhoye mischarit, loyhoye may be carbon. But if the person didn't have charot, the way he did the avera, he wouldn't have brought the carbon. So Rashi learns, with the carbon here, chatis noshim avad, you have tshuva also. Then the Mishnah says, misa, when somebody dies, v'yom ha-kippurim, when kippur comes, mechaprim ima tshuva. It's mechaprim the person for his averis, only if he does tshuva. But without tshuva, it's not mechaprim. Tshuva mechaperes al averes kalis. Tshuva is mechaper if you do a small avera. What does that mean? Al eser v'alois asay. On an iser asay, if you did the avera and you do tshuva, you have v'kapara. V'alois asay, on certain lois asay, that you don't have malchus for, then we say, do tshuva, you have v'kapara. What about v'alachamuras? You do a strong echet, then who toila? Then yom kippur, then tshuva is toila, means it saves you from the punishment, but you don't have a complete kapara, you're not wiped off yet from the chet yet. You have to wait until Yom Kippur comes, then Yom Kippur is Mechaper. Somebody says, right now I'm doing a chet. I know it's a chet. I know I'm going to get klep. No, I know I'll do tshuva later. A second time it happens. He does the chet the second time. He knows it's wrong, what he's doing it for. I feel, look, I'll do tshuva later. What do I got to lose? Let me do the chet now. I'll get Gehenna for it? No. Before I go to Gehenna, I'll do tshuva. So the Mishnah ain't my speaking beyond the last of tshuva. You should know it's going to be now very, very hard for you to do tshuva. They're not going to help you. A maspika means they don't help you to do tshuva in Shemayim. Usually in Shemayim, when they see you want to do tshuva, they help you. But here we did the chet twice, and you said both times you know you're doing it, but you think you'll do tshuva, you should know it's going to be very, very hard for you to do it. It's still possible for you to do it, but a kohen, they're not going to help you. It's going to be very hard for you to do tshuva. What about somebody says, echta v'yom kippur mechaper? Here's smashim only one time, not two times. Even the first time. Somebody says, I'm going to do a chet. Ah, you get klep? No, I'll rely on your kippah, should be mechaper for me. So at the Mishnah, aim, Yom Kippur mechaper. Yom Kippur is not mechaper. So it also could be. Maybe it's not mechaper by itself until you do the real 100% tshuva. Aveirois shebein odem lemokin. And aveirois you did, you ate chazi, you did something wrong between you and Hashem. The klal is then Yom Kippur mechaper. If you do tshuva, Yom Kippur is mechaper on you. What about aveirois shebein odem lechaveroi? You stole from somebody, you hit your friend, you did something bad to him, then ein Yom Kippur mechaper. Yom Kippur does not care to be mechaper on that aveirois. Achirat yes chaveroi. Until you go and appease your friend, ask him to be meichel you. You have to go and talk to him until you meratze your friend first. Doros Reb Lezer ben Azayim. Pasuk says, Mikol chatoseh l'fnei Hashem titaru. That all yachatoyim in front of Hashem become Torah on Yom Kippur. So it's mashma the averus that are l'fnei Hashem. In other words, the averus you did between you and Hashem, they become a chupra on Yom Kippur. So averus shebein adam l'mokam, he ate chazir, he did something wrong to Hashem, then Yom Kippur mechaper. What about a, because that's called Mikol chatoseh l'fnei Hashem, that's an averus of l'fnei Hashem. What about averus shebein adam l'chaveroi? It's not only l'fnei Hashem, it's an averus you did to your friend. Then ain Yom Kippur mechaper shirat yet chaveroi. It's not enough Yom Kippur. You have to first ask mechila, ask your friend to forgive you. Omer Rabbi Kiva, Ashreichem Yisrael, Nefnei Atem Metarim. Like we're so lucky that our Torah comes in front of who? Me Metar Eschem. Who cleans us? Avichem Shemeshmayim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Himself cleans us. Shenyamin Apostik says, "Vazarakti Aleichem Mayim Torim." Hakadosh Baruch Hu will throw down upon us water that's Metar cleans us. Utartim will clean us. B'yayim and the pasuk says, "Mikveh Yisrael Hashem." Who's the mikveh for Yisrael Hashem? There is man mikveh mitaris etzmeim, just like a mikveh is mitaris etzmeim. Af a kodesh boch mitaris Yisrael. Who then a kodesh boch is mitaris klal Yisrael? On Yom Kippur, the one day a year, a kodesh boch is mitaris. But mikol chatoseh l'fnei Hashem titaru. From all yaveris, yave kapora. Someone said, "Hemshech is that tells the chiddush." That even though you did averus ben odom lechaveroi, like don't think all you have to do is just have mechila from your friend. No. Even those averus are also called ben odom lashem. You have to have kapor from a kodesh baruch hu and those averus also. Just it's not enough to be mespal on Yom Kippur. You first have to ask your friend for mechila. So to Gemara, oshem vadayin. Mashma, what's mechap? What gives you a kaporum when you bring an oshem? Because you gizelos, you sold, or oshem ilus, you had enough from hegdish. Of Oshem Toli Loi. In the case where you're doubtful if you did the Chet or not, so in that case you have to bring an Oshem Toli. An Oshem Toli means it hangs in between, it stops you from getting a punishment, until later you find out if you Vade did the Chet or not. If later you find out you Vade did the Avera, later somebody tells you, the piece of fat that you ate was Chelev. So later when you find out you Vade did the Chet, it's not enough the carbon you brought until now, then you have to bring an Oshem Vade. But I call upon him in between until you find out you did the Vade Chet, this Oshem Toli saves you. So for the Gemara, is Mashma, what's Mechaper only in Oshem Vadei? Oshem Toli Loi, for the Gemara, what Kaporek see today? And Oshem Toli is also Mechaper, it also saves you. It also cleans you a little bit. It cleans you, don't get an Einish right now. And the Gemara, true, Abahanach Mechaper Kaporek Gemura. When you bring an Oshem Vadei, it cleans you completely. Oshem Toli ain't a Mechaper Kaporek Gemura. But Oshem Toli doesn't clean you. It only saves you up until you know Vadei what happened. But when you find out that Yavadi ate Chazir, or Yavadi ate Mechelev, you have to bring another korban in Oshem Vadei. Inami, another teretz is, Hanech Einach Mechaper Kaprosim. Achatos on Oshem Vadei, when you have the chiyuv to bring these korbanos, the only thing that will give you the kapara is to bring these korbanos. Kol zman you don't bring them, you can't have another kapara. Mashenkin Oshem Toli, the case where you ate a piece of fat, and you have a suffix, a doubt, if it's Chazir or not, so you have to bring an Oshem Toli. Vir Acha Mechaper Kaprosim. Something else could also be mechapu, not only the korban. What's something else? The Tanam would look like this. Chai v'chatoyes v'yashomis, v'adoyim. Somebody has a chiyuv to bring a vadei chatos or vadei yoshim. Sh'ov r'aleim yom kippurim, that Yom Kippur went past them, the locher is chayovim. They still have a chiyuv to bring a korban yoshim, or korban chatis. Just the fact they went through Yom Kippur, not mechapur. When they did a chet, that means a korban chatis, that's the only thing that's mechapur then. What about Hashemis tluyim? Let's say, no, the only eight, a suffix, is doubtful if the eight chelev or not. So true, the avachim to bring an Oshem Toli. Let's say they didn't bring it yet. And now it passed by Yom Kippur. The locher is pturim. They don't have to bring the korban anymore. The Gemara dashes from Sukkim. The Gemara increases. So now that's not Gemina. An Oshem Toli, it's not vada you have to bring the korban. If you wait till after Yom Kippur, you don't have to bring it anymore.
So therefore, the Mishnah is saying that chatas v'yoshim vaday is mechaper, means these are the only way you have the kapara, is only through this carbon. Right, the misa of Yom Kippur mechaper nima tshuva. Misa and Yom Kippur is mechaper only if you do tshuva. So the Gemara, ima tshuva in, if nayatzman loy. Mafmi, if you die and you don't do tshuva, the yisurim of misa is not mechaper you. Who then, if you live through Yom Kippur and you don't do tshuva, you don't have any kapara. If the Chura name was like Rebbe, the Chura Mishnah goes on like Rebbe. The Tanya will learn like this. Rebbe says, Akol Avera Shabbatayram. Bein Osa Tshuva, Bein Lo Yosa Tshuva. Yom HaKippur Mechaper. Rebbe says, no, even if you didn't do Tshuva, the fact you just live through Yom Kippur, that alone is Mechaper you. Chutz, the only thing different is, Chutz mi Parakol. Some as Parakol, Rashi says, that means Kaifa Makarash Baruch. Somebody denies Hashem that you'll never have a Kapara. O Megala Ponim HaTayram. Somebody that dashes the Torah the wrong way, you change around the psukim, you say a wrong pshat on purpose, that's also you won't have a kapara in Yom Kippur. Or make for bris basar, you go kinegi, you don't have bris mila, you make fun of the bris mila, you won't have a kapara for that. Shemosa tshuva Yom Kippur mechaper. These three are various. If you do tshuva, then you'll have your kapara. V'yem loyosa tshuva, then Yom Kippur mechaper. But on these three are various. If you don't do tshuva, it's not mechaper. But on all other averus, Rebbe holds Yom Kippur itself is mechaper. The atzuma shayim, the fact you're living through Yom Kippur gives you a kapara. So Chura, it's not like our Mishnah. Tomorrow says no. Afilu ten Rebbe. Maybe our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe. Hataya tshuva boy Yom Kippur. The Mishnah just means to say that tshuva by itself doesn't help. Tshuva helps, but you have to come on to Yom Kippur. But maybe Yom Kippur le boy tshuva. Enechnami. Yom Kippur itself does not need tshuva. If you live through Yom Kippur, that alone you have a kapara. Right. But Lalocha, we don't hold like Rebbe. Lalocha, we hold that Yom Kippur is only mechaper if you do tshuva. But I call upon him, we do hold a little bit that there's a different type of tshuva you need on Yom Kippur than the whole year. The whole year round to do tshuva, there are more chometic halachas. You have to have a complete vidui. Mashiach on Yom Kippur, it's much easier to do tshuva. Because we also hold a little bit like Rebbe. Avad Yom Kippur, the etzim, the etzuma shayim, is mechaper b'miksas. Just we hold, you have to have some type of tshuva also. But you need some tshuva with Yom Kippur, then it's mechaper. Right, the tshuva mechaper is al averus kalis, al esev aloisasein. For the Gemara, Hashtra, Loisase Mechaperas, Maduch, Yom Tshuva. Helps for Loisase, that's a stronger Aveirom, Alessa mi boy. So if you only did an Isra say, for sure it's Mechaper. Or maybe you the Hochikoma. Alessa via Loisase, Shenitil via say. Tshuva helps on an Isra say. And who would then, if you did a lav, but only if that lav you don't get Malkus. If you have to get Malkus for that lav, so you don't, Tshuva won't help. You have to get the Yonish. So what type of a lav does Tshuva help? On a lav, Hanitil via say, that you don't get Malkus. But in a regular loisase, that the other Torah says you have to get malchus, the achi kapara. Tshuva alone does no. For the Gemara Minu, I have a kash on you. Elu ren kalis esev loisase. I'm going to prove to you that on loisase is also tshuva alone helps. Because what's called kalis? Esev loisase. Chutz mi loisisa. Only the lava loisisa tshuva does no. Chutz a diyek and why loisisa?